the music of the ice cream truck always announces the beginning of summer in our Portland neighborhood. But growing up, we never had an ice cream truck. But it didn't stop us from developing a sweet tooth for ice cream. We lived in a small town in Chester, Pennsylvania, and my mom and dad would take me to the local drugstore, and there, of course, there was a soda fountain there. We climbed up on the round red seats and enjoyed many sundaes and brown cows and milkshakes. In the 50s, my dad's idea of fun was going for a drive on a Sunday afternoon and stopping at a frozen custard stand. The challenge in the summer heat was to lick furiously to keep the drips from running down our arms. As young adults with kids of our own, we lived on a farm in West Virginia. We had three nanny goats that gave us plenty of milk. It was a special treat to pick black raspberries and make delicious ice cream. They remember that part of it. Now we live a block from 50 Licks. There are many exotic flavors, but I still go back to the tried and true vanilla and chocolate, and I think we've had more than 50 Licks.